Hello, anybody there? Hello.
Hanukkah Sameach, happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. Wasn't sure if I had the right time.
You did. Are you the only one on?
Well, I tried a few minutes ago and it sounded like somebody else was on and then it just went blank.
Hanukkah
So I.
Sameach.
Okay,
Jasmine.
that's
Hanukkah Sameach, Jasmine.
good.
So, we're. The handout is continuing from last night. You can find it on the unique astrological events link below the two pictures on any of the Hashem web pages. And tonight is the 27th day. So click on that link when you get to the Hanukkah section. And the today is the light of Hod going into the vessel of Bina, while the light of Yesod goes into the vessel of Chachma, and the light of Malchut. My mistake. Let's start over. Today is the light of Hod, which goes into the vessel of Bina. The light of Yesod will move into the vessel of Chesed, while the light of Malchut moves into the vessel of Gevurah. Today is the 27th day of Kislev. It will be the third night of Hanukkah. And the reason that I give you this in the morning of the 26th day is so that you have the Kavanah and the meditations when you light the candles tonight. 27 is spelled Kaf Zion. And Kaf Zion is the gematria of the word Tzach, which is spelled Zion Kaf. And Tzach means pure. Zion, Shemen Zayit Tzach, is pure oil. Pure olive oil. Shemen Zayit Tzach was used on a daily basis for the menorah, tended by the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, and for the anointment of the holy vessels that were used in the Avodah, the service of Hashem, in the Mishkan. It was used as well to anoint the Kohanim, the priests, as Hashem said to Moshe, "You shall anoint them, inaugurate them, and sanctify them, and they shall serve me." This was the main part of the Hanukkah menorah miracle, that one pock, one flask of pure olive oil, was found untouched by the Syrian Greeks, and that it lasted for 8 nights until new oil could be obtained. And I am adding, this is what we teach our children. What do we learn as adults? It's part of that, but it's on deeper levels.
Yeah,
the problem that relates to the Jewish people's characteristics. Kabbalist Rabbi Ginsburg notes that Zach, the number 27, protects us from assimilating. The property of pure oil corresponds to the Jewish people. And there is a link there to Rabbi Ginsburg's discussion. Shemen, oil, rises to the top and coats the surface area. When the Jewish people delved into the secrets of the Torah, they produced coatings, garments. Zayit, the olive tree, and the olives, does not shed leaves. The eternity of the Jewish people, everyone who is Jewish, is included in the Jewish people, and there is never a separation that leaves someone behind. Zach, pure oil, does not mix with other substances. Jewish people will not totally assimilate. The Ben Ish Chai notes another correlations for the number 27. The holy name Aleph Vav Hey Zion Hey, which is hinted in the verse Ohaza Zan Sinav, I will take hold of its branches, which totals 27. The holy name Haka, Hey Aleph Kuf Aleph, which is hinted Hey Aleph, Hey Aleph, which is hinted in the final letters of Eherav Na Baritka Lo, let me now pass through your land, also totals 27. The letters in the fulling of the name Echie total 27. The holy name from the 72 names, which is Yud Yud Vav, total 27. The 27 letters of the Torah with the 5 letters Mansapa, totals 27. There are 27 letters in the Aleph-Bet. The Kavanot after lighting the lamps. As we discussed the last 2 days, we give you two items to contemplate as you fill in the half hour through your singing and after your singing. The first one is Hit Bonedut. Contemplation. I'd appreciate it if you would mute your phones by pressing start because of the static that comes. It was necessary for me to mute everyone's phone. What could there be after 26, really? After all, 26 is the real thing. Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. So he is, was, and will be. This is Hashem. But we who stood at Sinai and heard him speak the letter Aleph of Anochi, in the Esser Dibrot, the 10 statements of the Torah, very quickly stumbled with the sin of the calf, the spies and the mutiny of Korach, and many others. That means that the work is never complete. We have had a taste of 26. What lingers? Today we move to purify, for number 27 is spelled Kaf Zion. Reversed is Zach, meaning to purify. Zach, pure frankincense of the incense offering, mentioned in the Torah. This purity is the third step of the Brita of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, after alacrity and cleanliness, thus is in the place of the Sefirot of Hod, glory, according to Rabbi Yitzhak Ginsburg. Hod, glory, according to Rabbi Ginsburg, is the place of healing. A hint noted that in some traditions, the standing prayer for healing was 27. The standing prayer for healing was 27 words. Hod and glory is found on the left column of the Sefirot, showing the influence of Girurah, restriction. We see another 27 in that the five final form Hebrew letters, when added to the 22 Hebrew letters in the Aleph-Bet, gives us the number 27. These final form Hebrew letters stand for judgment, for they cut and finalize the flow of every word. Perhaps these five final letters, whose numerical totals is 280, representing the par, the passive judgments, allude to the purification of judgment, the para, aduma, the red heifer, that comes when one does the self-work necessary after the opening of the eyes on day 26. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair says, alacrity leads to cleanliness, and that frees one of the negative qualities and sin, and cleanliness leads to purity, that of mind and heart, and purity leads to abstention. From secular indulgence and abstention leads to holiness, that hallows life as noted by the sages. Sanctify yourself through that which is permitted to you, even within the bounds of the permissible, and holiness leads to humility. He who scorns material satisfaction reaches a state of humility, and humility leads to fear of sin, the fear of the evil deed as such rather than its punishment. And fear of sin leads to saintliness, when acted upon the strict requirements of the law. And others associate this with actions performed for the sake of heaven. And saintliness leads to divine inspiration, so that the divine presence will rest upon him. And divine inspiration leads to the resurrection of the dead, as it is said, and I will place my spirit in you, and you shall live. By imbuing them with the divine inspiration, they will gain the life everlasting. And the resurrection of the dead will be effected by Elijah of blessed memory. And may we all say Amen, as it is written, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet, before the arrival of the great and awesome day of the Lord. Hitvodidu, meditation. Today's meditation is all about purifying oneself in the light of the three candles in front of us. As we know, healing is all about the harmony or tiferet, which relates to three, hinting to balance on the right, on the left, and in the middle. Gaze at the three candles. Imagine that the candle on the right stands for purifying light, streaming down the right side of your body, Imagine that the candle on the left stands for purifying light, streaming down the left side of your body. Imagine that the center kalon in the middle stands for purifying light, streaming down the center. Now it is time to imbue ourselves with the energy of the 22 Hebrew letters and their final forms. The 27 of Zach, and I am adding 27 divides equally into 3, representing the 3 candles of tonight. For the purifying light that flows down your right side, chant softly to yourself the following 9 Hebrew letters with their natural sounds. Abegidahe wazachete. For the purifying light that flows down your left side, chant softly to yourself the following 9 Hebrew letters with their natural sounds. And for the purifying light that flows down your center, chant softly to yourself the following 9 Hebrew letters with their natural sounds. Koreshita menus apeka. My mistake. Koreshita menus apeka. Now dwell on the last 2 letters, the pe and the kaf sofit. This spells the word pach, or flask. Contemplate that you are now the pach echad, the one flask of oil that was lying there with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest. You are now the source of the Hanukkah miracle, having purified yourself. Imagine what miracles you desire in your life and plan how you will bring them into fruition. A non-Kabbalist spiritual teaching. The Talmud reports that the reason for adding a candle to the menorah every night of Hanukkah is that one may raise up with holiness, but one may not lower within holiness. This principle usually governs an action that may or may not be taken with regard to vessels, materials, and foodstuffs that are dedicated to the temple. In one example, a priest's worn clothes may be used for wicks in the temple, candelabra, but not for more mundane purposes. How might we understand this in relation to our more modest candelabra? We are moved to the deeper meaning of the candlelight. Just as with each added candle there is more light, we must constantly add to the quantity of holiness in the world. How does one expand holiness in the world? The Torah commands, "You shall be holy, for I, Hashem, your God, am holy." This general statement is followed by a list of specific actions, including this: you shall do no iniquity, injustice. You will not favor the wretched, and you shall not defer to the rich. In righteousness you shall judge your fellow. You shall not stand over the blood of your fellow. I am Hashem. The blood of our fellow citizens, black and brown, is spilled in our streets by those who are part of the justice system. We may not stand by silently anymore. We are doing pretty well with not favoring the wretched, but we can do way better with not deferring to the rich. We must get back to righteousness. We must get to justice. We're now going to read some verses from the Torah. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu Al Divrei Torah. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu La'asok B'Torah. Excuse me, I have to turn some things off, so I apologize.
All types of smell.
So we will start back at the beginning of the Torah reading.
An oak.
Yes.
What verses are you doing right now?
We're starting with Numbers chapter 7, starting at verse 24.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to mute again.
He redeemed the God with God.
Emmet. This was the verses that are about the dedication of the tabernacle in the desert. And this was dealing with the tribe of Zebulun. I'm unmuting the phone so you can ask questions. Are there any questions?
No, thank you. Just appreciate you. What you're doing. I really appreciate what you're doing.
Have a wonderful Hanukkah.
Okay, you too. I do need to talk to you, but I'll email you while I still have my computer. I won't have it. I'll only have it till Wednesday.
Understand. We'll speak. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.